Hi, this is Thomas from Strike Anywhere.
My name's John.
And I'm Chris from the Flatliners.
Checking out The Grind with Carpenter.
You're checking out The Grind.
The Punk Radio Cast.
How's that good?
Welcome to another volume of The Grind on Punk Radio Cast. This one number 20, I believe. And we're going to be focusing on the 2000 Voices Tour. I, of course, am Chris, and we've had some help with our Calgary correspondent, Stacey Steele. She's been very busy as well. Yeah, what can I say? Like 22 new interviews coming at you on The Grind in the months to come. We're going to spread those out over at least 5 different volumes. If you want a little sneak peek to see what's coming at you, you can, of course, hit the Grind's MySpace page. It's myspace.com/burnside780. Or hit up the Punk Radio Cast Blogzilla. And on there you'll see a video called the August on the Grind promo video, I think it is. It's got all sorts of wackiness. It lets you know what we've been up to and what's coming at you. But enough of that. Let's get right into this. In this edition, Volume 20, we've got the Flatliners. We have Carpenter, Strike Anywhere, and our good buddies in This Is a Standoff. So right now, coming at you, This Respirator by the Flatliners, and then right into the interviews on the Grind on Punk Radio Cast.
Stacey Steele reporting live from punkradiocast.com, and with us tonight we have the Flatliners, and we have with us...
My name is Chris.
I'm John.
And they're here to answer a few questions for us.
Take it from here for a little bit.
You're on your last little bit of the 2000 Voices tour. Where all has that taken you in Canada here?
Mosquitoes everywhere. We started in Toronto. and we went out east. And we kind of like we went back through Quebec and Ontario, the whole after all Maritimes, to Quebec City, Ottawa, and then we traveled to Timmins, Ontario, which was a diamond in the rough of Northern Ontario. It was like one of the best shows we've ever played. And then we did Winnipeg, and we went through across the prairies, right across the prairies, man.
What was your favorite show to date so far?
On this tour?
On this tour, yes.
Man, there was a lot of good fucking shows.
Toronto, Montreal,
Ottawa, Quebec City, Timmins.
Edmonton was awesome.
Edmonton last night was incredible.
You guys played at the Avenue skate park?
Yeah, and it was awesome. It was such a good time. Thanks, man. honestly, this tour has been amazing. So, stoked.
Now, I hear there was a lot of road hockey that occurred throughout this tour. Who's winning this challenge?
I don't know.
I've definitely played all of them, but I don't think I've won any of them.
No? So. Any of them?
Maybe one or two. Yeah.
You suck.
But me and Aaron are always on a team, so maybe he just sucks.
Chris Hanna from Propagandi came and played a game in Winnipeg. It was crazy. He was playing, and he was like, "Who's that guy?"
I had no idea who he was. It was pretty
funny.
Who's that
guy? It was like, "That's Chris Hanna from Propagandi," and he's just like, "That's cool."
Oh, that was pretty funny.
But yeah, man. Hey, yeah, it's been a lot of road hockey. Keebler's into road hockey.
He plays Keebler. Almost every day as well.
and Aaron Sawyer, who's a very...
And there he goes.
Aaron Sawyer, who's a very kind gentleman, working for Atticus on this tour, hanging out, providing entertainment such as road hockey sticks and a ball. Always up. Yeah, man.
Now, I understand that you guys just sort of came off of a big European tour with a bunch of festival dates and all that. Who stood out as bands that you played with, as someone you'd like to work with in the future?
Man, we met a lot of cool bands when we were in Europe. The first 4 days of the tour, we played with friends' bands, which was really cool.
Yep.
Played with Dead to Me, played a show with Wilhelm Scream, and then the next day was Groz Rock. The nice. Groz Rock Festival, which is the best festival known to man. It's so amazing. Face to Face, Reunited, Bad Religion played, Loved Ones, Bouncing Souls, Sick of It All, Agnostic Front, Cursed, wow. Before they broke up,
yep.
Saw those dudes, missed their set, which sucked and pissed us off even more when we found out they broke up. But yeah, man, so many good bands. And it was just Wilhelm Scream played then too, and it was incredible. And then we played the Loved Ones, and then everything else was with awesome local bands. We were headlining shows in Europe, which was weird to us, but we were fucking, fuck you, mosquitoes! But we were, I'm gonna punch them. We played with a couple really good bands in the UK called OK Pilot, really cool. We didn't play with the Computers, but they're really good. Rent-A-Kill from Austria.
Yeah, we had them on, awesome. We played some of their tracks on one of our shows.
Nice, back. Man, yeah, yeah, they're a great, great band, awesome dudes. And a band called, I think it's Ostpie. It's spelled Astpai. It's amazing. Like they're such an incredible band. So yeah, we got to meet some new friends and play some cool bands.
What other bands have you always wanted to work with before?
Strike Hammer was actually a band we're all really big into. We were really stoked when we heard about this tour. And yeah, I mean, any band, like, the four of us are really into music, so, I mean, there's, like, honestly a fucking huge list of bands that we could start talking about right now, because we're into a lot of new bands, you know what I mean, and old bands, and just touring bands. And
do you like sharing the stage with the people that are on this evening?
Oh, of course, yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes, this show is,
right
this,
now,
this whole tour has been cool, like, Hostage Life did the East Coast, and those guys are our really good friends, you know what I mean? And it was a bummer I couldn't do the whole thing, but it was what it was, and it was fucking great. And Carpenter are amazing, and they're really cool dudes. We love This Is a Standoff, you know what I mean? And everyone in the band, very, very, very nice guys. And yeah, I mean...
Where you going?
Yeah, we're having a good time, for sure. Yeah.
That's awesome. What else do you have to say, Christopher?
The full name, I'm in trouble now. Oh, I know, hey? Your last record came out 2007, The Great Awake, on Fat Records. Are you going to be continuing a relationship with the Fat folks?
Who knows, man? I don't know. They're a cool label, and they signed, like, one album deal, so we all love that label to bits. You know what I mean? Everyone that works there is very cool. They've given us an amazing opportunity. So, I mean, why not, really? You know what I mean? But, I mean, nothing's official. Yeah, that's why I say who knows. There we go. Look at this guy. Looking sharp.
You got a mosquito on your face.
Damn! But, yeah, no, I mean, we're actually about to go home after being on the road for about 5 months, and we're going to write a record at home in the summer and hang out.
Is that your plan after the tour wraps?
I guess, you know what I mean? Like, there's no real plan. Like, we know we're going to go on tour again in the fall, so we kind of have the summer at home. So, I mean, well, if we're not playing shows, we're going to be having band practice.
Yeah.
We can't stay away from each other. So it's cool. I mean, we'll see what happens, I suppose. Hopefully.
For fans of the Flatliners, obviously they'll know where to visit you guys on the website and everything, but for people that are just getting into you, what's the best place to hit up to find more information on you folks?
I mean, you know, like MySpace.
What is your MySpace?
MySpace.com/TheFlatlinersToronto. We have a website, which is TheFlatliners.com. You can go to the Fat Records website. You can go to the Union Label Group website. You can go to punknews.org and check out. You can go to Wikipedia, probably. You can go anywhere.
This on the internet. The internet. We're all over the internet.
We're on the internet. The Flatliners are on the internet. It's cool.
Sweet.
Have you heard about this shit? It's fucking crazy. The fucking internet. Have you heard of it? It's nuts. Flatliners are on the fucking internet. It's awesome.
How do you feel about your music being on the internet?
I love it. It's cool.
Do you like the fact that fans can just press a button and see who you are and what you're about?
It's the fuck you, man. It's the best thing for a band. I mean, it's free promotion. Like, anywhere you are in the entire world, you can tap in and you can you know what I mean, you can go online and just check out cool new music and a lot of shitty music too, whatever. I mean, it happens, but yeah, I mean, it's It's definitely the best thing ever invented for bands, I would say, is the internet. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Any final words, Chris?
I was just wondering, what are your thoughts on the flip side of the internet? I mean, it's a lot easier to access, but do you guys feel a lot of pain from the illegal downloads, or is that something that just...
I mean, personally, this is me. I don't know about you, man. What do you think? What do you think about this? You don't even know?
Give a poop.
Yeah, John doesn't give a shit. I mean, I personally, I've come to the realization that it's fucking almost completely impossible to sell a CD or a record these days. Actually, well, I heard it's actually that now people are buying more vinyl than CDs, which is really cool. But, I mean, it's so hard to sell a CD anyways. So, I mean, if people want to buy it, they're going to buy it. If they want to download it, they're going to download it. You know what I mean? Like, that's really the realization I've come to. I mean, it's out of my mind now. If someone really wants to support our band, I mean, we sell our CDs for very cheap at shows. We are the type of band that we always want to ensure that our CDs are, you know, selling in stores for as cheap as possible. It's not that easy to have that kind of control sometimes, but I mean, at least that's our belief, is to sell your CDs for as cheap as possible, make music fucking cheap, cool, like, fun to listen to, you know what I mean? And just, I don't know. It shouldn't be serious. It shouldn't be like, I have to pay $25 for 12 songs. Like, I'm going to give up on music. Like, that's what people will start giving up on music if record stores can't sell CDs for cheaper. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's ridiculous, but it's cool, man. I mean, downloading is just word of mouth, really. So.
Is there anything else you want to toss out there before we wrap things up here?
Mosquitoes should be eliminated.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree.
We all agree with that.
What do we want to say, man?
What do you want to ask us?
Oh, man. Why is Calgary, like, a really cool place to be? Like, it is.
Why is it a cool place to be?
A couple reasons why.
The music scene is getting better and better.
Mosquitoes.
We've got more mosquitoes per capita than
any
other. Yeah,
it's really, really, really cool reason to be in Calgary.
Winnipeg is now number two.
Yeah, Winnipeg. I got eaten alive in Winnipeg. Oh, my God. It was terrible. I was outside like this for, like, 20 minutes. Fucking eaten alive. It sucked. We are loud, we are saying we do. It's not like you just say these things. I'm born and trained in the wrong planet tonight.
That was the Flatliners with The World Files for Chapter 11. Now, of course, if you guys have not seen these guys live, you are missing out. You might have a chance when they're coming across Canada once again on the Less Than Jake tour coming up in September. Also, they'll be playing some dates with NoFX and Dillinger 4 in October, so make sure you check that out. Big props to Timmins, Ontario, because apparently, according to everyone on this tour, the 2000 Voices tour, they had the best time that they never expected in Timmins, Ontario. So props to you, Timmins. Good job, guys. Up next, we have an interview with Carpenter. This track right here is called Six Shots. It's off of their brand new release on Small Man Records, entitled Law of the Land.
Save the day. There's no words left to say.
everyone. Welcome back to The Grind with Stacy and Chris. We are hanging out with some boys from Carpenter. Who do we have here today?
I'm JJ, play drums.
Kelly.
I'm Dan. Thanks.
You guys had an awesome set tonight. It's the second last show for this tour.
Yes.
Are you looking forward to some downtime?
You'll never recoup?
Personally, no. I want to keep going. Yeah? This has been the fucking funnest shit I've ever done. So.
Yeah, and no, I want to stay on tour for the rest of my life. I love
Shrek Anywhere is amazing.
Yeah, I love that show.
I want to stay on tour
with them.
This
is one
forever.
Of the best shows I've ever played in my life. Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, you guys are very into consciousness of the agribusiness and what's going on with that. Who's the top offender in that? Is it Monsanto or...
what are your
Monsanto
thoughts?
Monsanto is terrible, dude. They're all about poisoning the earth.
I'm on Percy's side.
I'm not down with them at all.
I mean, if you saw what the Monsanto is really doing to like farmers across the United States and Canada, it's insane. If people just look into that, I mean, I'm not going to get onto it right now, but yeah, it's one of the topics. I'm not
definitely
gonna,
something to look into.
Yeah,
it's definitely something to look into. It's like big agribusiness
cool.
and it's just, I don't know.
It's kind of like they're the Walmart of farming almost, where they
it's kind of the Walmart and I don't know, like kind of the Walmart and the police, the RCMP.
They're pretty much poisoning the earth, like, and making a profit. It's not cool. Not cool.
You guys are definitely big John Mellencamp fans. What's your MySpace site?
Well, it's myspace.com/JohnCougarsGod. And this is the man that's hyped on it. So,
dude, I'm all about John Cougar. Yes, he rules.
You guys had backstage passes when he played in Vancouver?
Yes, we did. That was all because of our MySpace site, our URL.
He's all about, like, wait a minute, are you guys the band that is John Cougar is God? And we're like, yes. And he's like, I have to meet you guys. Yeah. And we were so stoked. It was amazing. He's such a rad dude.
Yeah, those guys are awesome.
Yeah, he's amazing to meet in person.
Yeah. Everything you expected he would be?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's all about supporting the little guy and just doing what's right for the, you know, for the independent farmer. And he's about having a good time. And his show is amazing. Yeah. Like, I had such a good time at the concert.
The thing I found, he's very humble. The most humble star, I guess, I've ever met in my life.
For a guy that's been playing as long as he has,
it was great to meet him and just kind of, it was a bit of a shock just the way he acted. He was just like, oh, no, I'm nobody special. And he's actually very down to earth and a great dude.
No, I understand that you guys are, correct me if I'm wrong, in negotiations to play Farm Aid this year with all of the acts that come along with that. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is, like, there's so much drama with that thing because it's like they're trying to work out a venue and make it work with the whole, like, where are we going to play? It's supposed to be New York State, but for us it's like wherever they make it happen, we want to be there. Yeah. We'll be there at 9 a.m., playing when the gates like open and no one is there, I will play that and I'll be 100% in just to hang out with Willie Nelson and like John Cougar and Neil Young. Like, those are like our heroes. So for us, it's like we'll do whatever it takes to play that show.
Yeah.
No, we have a lot of punk rock history with you guys. XL State Champion, By a Thread, Daggermouth. What do you feel that you bring from each of your previous experiences into this new band?
Well, we definitely know what we don't want in music, for sure.
You've weeded out the issues.
And we definitely know what we want, you know? I mean, we got positives and negatives from all those, you know,
experiences. We know where we've been, and we know why we're here. When I joined the band, I had been on a lot of rough tours, and when Dan brought the opportunity up for me to play, it was the perfect opportunity because he said he just wanted to have fun and, you know, play music that he loved doing, and that was all that I wanted at the time, so that was perfect.
Yeah. No stress.
No stress.
We kind of started this whole project as we wanted to do it on our own terms, and we didn't want to really, like, try to be anybody or try sounding. Like, we just wanted to kind of put out what we just want to play music that we love playing, and it's just kind of what has happened, you know. We love it. This is the best project that I've ever been in. That's how it goes.
I think for us it's just straight up rock and roll. It's like, if you're in, you're in. If you're out, you're out. But for us, it's like, let's do it, let's party, let's have a good time.
Yeah.
And it's loud as fuck when we're stoked. Like, we're just like, meh, meh, meh. Like, and people are so into it because it's like, it's a good time. Like,
meh, meh, meh.
I think the louder you turn up, the more people love it. That's the way we see it, you know?
No, like, we play so loud, and sound guys are like, we hate your band. And we're just like, no, louder the better. Yeah, and even like Strike Anywhere is like, you guys are so loud. But for us, it's like, it's just about playing like to the heart, yeah, and playing like music we love. And, mm-hmm, and for them, it's like, they're so stoked and we're stoked. And it's 100%, everyone's into it. And it's just a good time for everyone that comes to the show. Mm-hmm. So we're stoked.
Let's throw to one of your tracks off of your CD, Law of the Land. What track should we be tossing to right now?
I think You Can't Keep a Good Man Down.
Welcome back to The Grind with Chris and Stacy. We're hanging out in the Stetson parking lot after a wicked show. Strike Anywhere, Carpenter, This Is a Standoff, Flatliners, Colin Decker Free Fall, that guy doing that behind the camera. We've got everything all over the place.
Flatliners, all
over. What have you guys experienced when crossing Canada on your tours? What is something that really stood out as either a negative or a positive in one of the communities?
I think that there was no negative. Like, we had nothing but positive. Like, this trip has been amazing. Everywhere we went, people were supportive, even when the shows weren't that good. Like, people were really great and hooked us up. We had places to stay, food. I mean, it's the best trip I've ever been on in a tour. Like, I've starved, literally, for like the last, like, all my time in touring bands, I've starved, literally. And this is the first band I've ever been in where I actually, like, was comfortable. I didn't argue. There's no drama, and I can't say anything negative about this trip. It's been amazing.
I think we're all.
Dude, we went to African Lion Safari, and monkeys fucking ripped out the They were eating the light bulbs and like going Monkeys off and like killed, banging on the windshield. But it was an amazing trip. Yeah. It was so
African
fun.
Lion Safari was one of the best things that happened.
Yeah. Where the hell was that?
Outside of Toronto.
Well, it was like Hamilton, Ontario or something. Like, it was just so fun because like, I don't know, it's just all about having a good time. And we toured with Aspirations and Strike Anywhere. And pretty much all those bands are just about like letting us do what we want, and they've been so supportive about us just doing what we do. And we're not really the same as any of those bands. Like, we're not like a traditional punk band, but for us, they're just like, you guys are rad, we love your music, and like, there's a bond there. And I think that's something that we're super stoked about, for sure.
That's one of the best things on tour, for sure, in general. So coming off this 2000 Voices tour, you guys mentioned more just continue to tour, where Alaska,
Europe,
Florida.
Hawaii.
No, I'd like to do the West Coast states with our friends in Robic Nonsense. I'd like to go down.
I'm from the United States. I've been to all of them. I want to go to Europe, man. I want to go to Europe.
Yeah.
You have some of this.
I don't know. I think we're just down with wherever anyone. If there's a place that people want to see us, we want to play there and just have a good time. And if people are stoked to see us, then we'll bring in the music there and have a good time.
FarmFest.
Yeah, we want to have FarmFest in Campbellford, Ontario. Pretty much the best place ever.
Campbellford!
Ow!
It's here for Campbellford!
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to get out there before we wrap it up today?
John Cougar is God. That's pretty much all there is to it. He's the best man alive. Check out myspace.com/JohnCougarIsGod. It's amazing.
That was the Carpenter interview on The Grind, Volume 20 on Punk Radio Cast. Last couple minutes of that, the audio went kind of weird. That's because our camera, the battery died on that. That's the one we were recording the main audio feed with. Had to switch over to the mini DV camera that my brother was operating. So it's kind of a little bit hard to hear, but yeah. One of the things that we did miss was something that Kelly, the bassist from Carpenter, said. And this is kind of stuck with me. He said, support your local farmer, which, I mean, that's obvious if you think about it. Yeah, you all need food to eat, right? But then he said, you can't cuss a farmer with your mouth full. Yeah, it's pretty damn true. So something to leave you with there. Before we get into the 20-minute interview with Thomas from Strike Anywhere, there's a couple more things I need to tell you about Carpenter. They are currently up for the XM Verge Awards Best Artist. You want to go vote for them, probably, if you're a Carpenter fan. Hit up their MySpace page. That, of course, is myspace.com/JohnCougarIsGod. And you can also see, you'll find the link there to vote for them for the Verge Awards. Also, you'll see some tour dates. They're going to be in the Edmonton, Calgary, Cochrane, and Golden, BC area towards the end of August. If you're in that area or if you're within a short little drive, check them out. I fully advise it. You will not be disappointed. But right now, I am going to use the power of time and the power of editing interviews later for broadcast to toss it back to Stacey in the Stetson parking lot in Calgary during the 2000 Voices tour.
This is Stacey Steele on Punk Radio Cast, and I'm sitting here talking with Tom from Strike Anywhere.
Hi.
Playing the Stetson this evening.
We're about to play after This Is a Standoff, and it's already crazy. There's like lots of barrels and Western artifacts attached to the ceiling and drunken people, and it looks kind of awesome. It looks like in the middle of the pit, some sort of mechanical bowl should appear and everyone should do a circle pit around it. I'm not sure if that's going to happen. Do you guys have mechanical bowls?
There is one available in Calgary, I do believe.
Let's get one. That would be sweet.
You're known for your very anti-oppressionist view on within your lyrics and within yourself as a person. What's your view with what's going to be happening in the States with the current election?
That's a good question. I mean, I imagine everyone is fairly anti-oppression, but it just depends on how you define what you are oppressed by. There's a lot of evangelical and fundamentalist Christians, not necessarily the individuals, but the mega churches that tend to, through a mix of fear and spectacle, culturally influence a lot of undereducated and poor folks in the middle of our country, millions of them. But what's interesting is that there's no traction necessarily among the same groups who put George Bush in power for John McCain. And I don't know if that's to his credit or if that's just an aspect of the chaos of people being mishandled, because it's all about this one-dimensional kind of media perception and not necessarily about issues and ideas that can help the general population of the world in the wake of America and the Americans who have been oppressed by both parties and our electoral process in general and specific terms. Of course, it's exciting to have like somebody with an African name and different origins and ancestry and a sense of fairness and a call to arms, and someone who's not necessarily been a part of the political machine for decades and decades and decades, and that's, you know, Senator Obama. There's essentially the idea that news networks are going to continue to fabricate and conflate and hype stories about whatever they think is going to, you know, get advertisers to pour money into them. It's really hard to trust the media, and it's really hard to take it seriously. The graphics are like a sports competition instead of human beings being elected by other human beings to steer the course of America. So I think on some level it's still hard to put your cynicism aside. Like, we advocate the abolition of the nation-state system. That's the thing that's keeping our societies in this like backlogged and regressive atmosphere. It's kind of set to fail, you know, so the rest of the 98% of us can continue to harvest out the resources and play in this false democracy of economics and give the other 2% people the wealth that they continue to enjoy over the course of lifetime. So that's the long answer. I mean, we're not that hopeful. I mean, it's going to be better than George Bush on some level, but the world and the recession and these things, these realities are going to be a lot worse perhaps. So I don't know how it's going to work. But again, you can't deny the excitement about, you know, maybe a candidate that is a lot less corrupt, at least starting out, with maybe owing people in high places and private interests and lobbies less than any president in my lifetime has. So hopefully Obama will win. You know, if America has to survive, then maybe that'll be the lesser of many evils.
What are your thoughts on the North American Union? That's something that seems to be getting a lot of, not obviously enough coverage by non-major funded media, but it's something that as Canadians we're seeing a lot of our rights and freedoms possibly getting grouped up with all the desire to continue with the nation state platform. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I've heard of several things. It may not exactly be this, but I've only heard of this in as far as like right wing and libertarian reactionaries against it. But it's also the one thing that I've studied, which is very interesting, was a secessionist movement in northern New England, where Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont break off from the U.S. Yeah. Quebec gets its independence, and then the Maritimes from New Brunswick east all secede and join this kind of, I don't know, eight-state New Atlantic Republic is what it's called. So if you Google New Atlantic Republic, you might find some of the literature on this. But this was supposed to be, from what I read or, you know, scanned over, more of like an ecological and self-sustaining sense of a new nation state. And I think like keeping like the flexible fabric of this entity like in the service of what people need and how to preserve our existence here and the rest of the life on the planet is really important. I don't think the North American Union is going to do that. I think it's going to be controlled by big business and all the politicians who are owned by big business.
I was just wondering, when you've been on tour, strike to a little bit of a lighter note, where have been some places that you've loved to be in and that you've seen and before, and places that you've that you're looking forward to seeing in the future with your tour, like in the future after this one wraps?
This one is the end of like a kind of a very intense cycle of touring. Right. Like, so before this, very recently, we went to Bogota, Colombia, and Brazil. And then before that, we went all over Europe, including Finland for the first time.
How was your reception there?
It was really good. Yeah. It was really fun. The one person we knew who was Finnish was the person who picked us up at the airport and put on the show. And then about, I guess, 300 men and women came. And it was actually like a female-dominated punk and hardcore community, at least that night at that show. And there was like 70% girls running the pit, stage diving, you know? And mm-hmm. that's always good to see.
Absolutely.
And maybe not as rare as you would think, but it was really cool to see it there, especially a place we'd never been to with such a crazy sounding language. Wow. You know, beautiful though. We were in Croatia, Bulgaria, Romania, Macedonia, and Greece last summer, and that was our first time in Eastern Europe, and that's a totally different kind of world and beautiful and strange.
Do you find that the way they accept that your music compared to America or Canada is a lot different? They're a lot more in tune because you the things that you sing about in your music?
Sometimes it's more like the visceral experience or the idea that some band is here, you know, at first, or a punk band, a part of this community that we're just kind of still kind of building, whereas out here in North America the scenes are entrenched and deep. Sometimes there's coffee table books about, you know, whatever happened from 79 to 89, and there's tons of people talking about it and having opinions and having lively debates about when things were the realest or the best, from Vancouver to DC to Miami to New York to Los Angeles to Toronto to whatever. And out there, I don't think they have that sense of like continuity, but they are also not corrupted by having the latest big thing pushed down your throat and that weird sort of like amnesiac adolescence of commodified art that we're all struggling with here and, you know, Canada and the States. Like, so you wouldn't, like, we could go back to Romania or Sofia, Bulgaria 3 years from now, and those same people would be there, you know, and maybe a few more. But I don't know if we could say the same about many of these fine cities that we go through every other year or once a year, because there's just that sense that, like, the threat of continuity and what people want from subculture or counterculture is changing or disintegrating. So, you know, it's weird. It's almost like Groundhog Day mm-hmm. on some level, but out there I don't think it is. We also were in Taipei, Taiwan last year, and that was our first time out in Asia beyond Japan, mm-hmm. and it was really crazy and beautiful and exciting, and we hope to go back and do more of Southeast Asia
again. What was the scene like there?
It was a lot of people, like, just kind of being like, we're punks! There was a lot of Mandarin kids, and I guess folks that are a mix between the mainland Chinese who came over and settled, and then the Formosans, like, sort of the indigenous population of the island, mm-hmm. and, so, I mean, it was just, like, an amazing world of, like, folks who were really dialed into, like, you know, like, international anarchism and struggles and veganism and hardcore music and straight edge. And then happy punk rock kids that had, like, a Sex Pistols pin, a Bob Marley pin, and a swastika pin on a leather jacket. And they're, you know, Taiwanese. And they were just kind of like, yeah, punk, you know, and, like, kind of that feeling about, like, it's people don't have to always be as sophisticated or as dialed in, like, to first get into something, you know, and there's no need to make people feel like they missed the boat or they're not allowed, you know, all the same. So we ended up talking with a lot of people and just saying ni hao a lot and a few words that we could figure out and like shaking people's hands and hanging out. But it was in a dilapidated soccer stadium, and it was a political festival that celebrated a human rights event and a massacre that is not official history that occurred between the political parties and activists on the island. And the president ended up being there, and opposition candidates, and men, older Asian men with sticks, like human rights messages on Mandarin sticks, stage diving and crowd surfing. And there was all these great bands from Asia, like an all-female Japanese band called Akia Kana, and they did Clash covers, and a band called Punk God from Hong Kong that were dissidents, and they were living in Sweden because they weren't allowed to exist in China anymore, and they were there. And then
Did Brain Failure play that?
No, but we wanted it. We were like, where's Brain Failure? Yeah. But the headlining band of the night was Muse from England.
Wow.
It was totally crazy. Mix. I know. We didn't know what was going on, but that was a very unique time.
Excellent.
Now, I understand, I was reading some blogs and some tour notes, and I understand there was a bit of hockey, some street hockey that was played throughout this tour. Were you involved in any of that?
Oh no, we're Americans. We're not even gonna try. Like no, our tour manager and good friend, Keebler Caldwell, is a Canadian, born in Grand Prairie and now currently residing in Montreal. And he and all the rest of the bands are Canadian. So the Flatliners and Carpenter and When Hostage Life was on the tour, they picked up the game. And the fine fellows on the Atticus Five Man Minivan were also there. And so yeah, they pick up and play hockey a lot. We just watch in awe.
I understand you had an opportunity to check out and spend a lot of time in the Maritimes and take in everything that is Peggy's Cove and just that that sort of community that that is built up around there. What will you take away from that?
What we encountered with the Maritimes was interesting because it was actually the most kind of raw and political environment of the shows that we've had so far. Like, it was a lot of people that were doing radical book tables, and the Halifax Anti-Poverty Coalition came through, and then we would go back to someone's house and there'd be a giant bonfire, and beer that we'd purchase and the proceeds would go to the Anarchist Black Cross, and it was homebrew, and it was like that kind of like deep house punk scene. And there's a lot of education and activation towards fighting against this thing they were telling us about called Atlantica, which I'm not exactly sure, but it seems like it's some kind of like corporate free-for-all zone to start drilling for oil, building nuclear power plants, and making the Maritimes like a gigantic part of the energy corridor. And I think, you know, a lot of people aren't really happy with what's going to happen if that happens. So there's going to be a lot of direct democracy and direct action. And we were really interested in what people were talking about as far as that goes. So we got educated also about the level of poverty that people are experiencing there, and what we thought was really neat, like since a lot of the coal mines are closed down, a lot of the industries have left Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, people are coming out here to Alberta, where we stand today, to get whatever job they can up in the oil fields, as roughnecks, as cooks, as janitors, whatever, and then taking money back, going back home, and spending it, you know, or saving it, or doing whatever they do. But I couldn't help but think about how maybe like two or three generations ago, a lot of the people out here who were farmers, cattle ranchers, were sending their children out there to work in the coal mines and bring home money. And now it's like, you know, the same sense of like a lapsed life and isolation and frustration and a loss of opportunity based on resource extraction and shifting people around to be the working class populations of whatever industry is going to exploit them for the moment. And anyway, I mean, I'm sure that's you know, a very biased criticism on my part. And a lot of people there were happy that they could have work. But, you know, it's what we see all over the states, too. It's just like we're taught that we're only allowed to get this little, you know, and the earth is a common treasury for all of us, and like we all started to believe in the propaganda that, like, you know, just through lack of luck or skill, we didn't get to be a part of the 2% of the wealthy people, and that is complete, utter, murderous horseshit. And so we hope that the people that are at our shows are at least having a moment to celebrate and get some catharsis and feel like, yeah, all these other people in the room, you know, like, we know better, and we're going to try to organize and activate and get beyond this moment in history.
Do you find that your fans are educated enough through your music and they know what you stand for?
Most of them know more about what we sing about than what we do. And we're honored to have, and we again, in the Maritimes especially, there's a lot of just good conversations and like good times and like, yeah, and of course the melodic different accents that people have out there are really neat. Like, we went to Glace Bay and Cape Breton Island, and that was really cool. And but I mean, it's everywhere too. We've had amazing times in Quebec, Saskatchewan, Timmins, Ontario, right by the Canadian Shield. That is a place of insane passion, and another poor ass town, you know, that has gold mines. And like, I don't know, you know, we're just like tracing the like economic histories of people, where they're coming from, where they're going, and how that relates to the rest of us, you know, in our Western Hemisphere. And so, I mean, you know, it's not all this like anthropology and foreign policy and stuff, but it's a part of it, you know. And as much as we like share beer and play street hockey and run around wild at night like crazy punk rockers and scream in your face, there's also something we take with us that's like, I don't know, man, slightly more just like, like a big bunch of family reunions with people that you feel close to, but maybe you've never actually met. And that's the best part of this punk rock thing, you know, it's just a sense of solidarity and unity you get.
Who inspires you? Who inspires you?
Aside from everybody that sings along with us? I don't know. You know, that's a really good question. Almost everyone in my life inspires me, and I'm really lucky for that. So yeah, my bandmates, and like all the bands we're touring with right now, like our families back at home, like there's a whole lot. I guess there's been a pretty solid presence of the industrial workers of the world on this tour, and they're a pretty amazing group, and fighting for international unions, and outside of like any kind of totalitarian context, I'm just trying to like redefine the like political and post-political tools of how communities can defend themselves, mm-hmm. like in the century, and like it's, I don't know. And there's so many books that we've been reading and passing around. We've been reading Dune by Frank Herbert, mm-hmm. which more than just nerdy science fiction has a lot to do with like ecological degradation and politics, and it's pretty amazing. So I would say Frank Herbert is my most recent inspiration.
Fantastic. Anything else you want to get out there before we wrap things up here?
No, we're right at the end of the touring cycle for Dead FM, which is our record that was released a year and a half ago, and we are really starting to write a lot of new songs, and we're really excited about that. We only have a few more tours left or appearances live until we buckle down and start recording and rehearsing. So I guess we're playing in California at the end of August at the Fuck Yeah Fest, mm-hmm. and in San Francisco with our friends in Hot Water Music. And we're going to do a tour at the end of September and beginning of October in Iceland, Ireland, and the UK and Scotland. And then we're going to go to the fest in Gainesville with our friends, the Bouncing Souls, doing kind of like a Dirty South tour, like D.C., North Carolina, Florida, South Carolina. And then that's it for the year. So we want to thank everyone in Canada for coming out to the 2000 Voices Tour. And we'll see you in the future. This is the moment when we choose to stand up right ahead to rest. The course of our visions, the spirit in the flesh. Should we spend this law to bring the poor man's back again? Hear the waters make the sound. Dead eyed, but I'm broken now. Are you dead eyed, but I'm broken? Are you feeling alive in the dead woman made? Are you working for a promise? Are you working for a promise already betrayed? While the dreams of the nation are just a weapon in our hearts now. We're under the curse of self-righteousness. No more cultureless emptiness. For me. Connection was lost. The greater the freedom, the higher the cost. Begin organic insurrection. Was in my mind, all my drop was falling. Faith and courage, fire in our hearts. Rising to the surface and the waters make the sound. Dead eyed, but I'm broken. I'm just find our opulence upon the extent to obtain the paranoia. Media disguise the system. Sound of clues and violence regulate our birthright. Dead eyed, but I'm broken now. Are we dead?
That was Strike Anywhere with a song called Riot of Words. In the midst of that interview with Thomas, we heard a track called How to Pray, and that was off of their most recent release, Dead FM. We are nearing completion of the 2000 Voices Tour Edition interviews, but that in no way means that we are nearing the end of the show. We've got a lot more music coming at you. We've got some From the Mailbox bands. We've got just a whole bunch of stuff still, so stay tuned. Of course, we are going to wrap the interviews up with This Is a Standoff. Before we get into that, let's hear an acoustic version of their song, You Won't Pass.
1, 2, 3, 4. There's no correlation between comedy and pain. Just a sense, just a crowd, just a million people wondering where's there. I said the world won't let you lie in here out just into this game. for you. Nothing, nothing but lots of wasted memories. Can't believe you're waiting just to get fucked up by thousands. Come on with clusters of writing tests that you won't pass. Won't accept these vicious tales. Won't accept the
back to the grind. We are hanging out with our good buddies. This is a standoff. We've got Steve and Graham and of course John. Absent is Corey. It's probably a good thing though. We've
and
talked to him
mosquitoes.
Enough.
We have mosquitoes.
We have mosquitoes. Not as many as earlier when we were trying to do another interview, but they're definitely bugging us. How the hell are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good as well.
Best shape of my life.
Fine and dandy.
Well, they were calling you Kalen Porter earlier. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to start learning the fiddle.
I was under the impression that you guys would be touring a little bit more before you started working on some new material, but I hear new material is in the works. Would you like to comment on that?
More material coming this way.
This way?
It's on the way, slowly.
When can we expect a full release from you guys again?
Come on!
When the last album came out? October, right? So, I mean, this is a fairly quick turnaround.
Yeah, I think more music is a good thing, and that's what we're trying to do, and I don't know. What else are we going
to
do?
Get the ball rolling, you know? It'll be a while, but, you know, yeah. Start it up.
Get it going and go from there. And
yeah. I think it'll be a little while. Maybe record in the fall, come out in spring. That sounds nice. It's 3 in the morning.
How was your European tour with... forget the name now.
Action Men.
Action Men, of course. You guys toured with them before. And good friends. And Failsafe when you were in England. Mm-hmm. What kind of shit did you guys get into with them?
Ask John. John, tell them. In Italian.
Oh, no. Very vulgar. I learned a lot of Italian from the Action Men guys. None of it I can actually repeat to anybody. Because if anybody knows Italian, they'll just kick the hell out of me. That's it.
Now the Action Men, I've talked to them a little bit over the old internet there, and they said that they are your personal trainers, as well as language dialects, I guess. Are there any bands that you have seen on the radar that you want to play with but haven't had a chance to play with yet?
No, I'm good.
No, absolutely not. I don't really listen to bands.
Yeah,
that's my problem.
We really like hate other music, so we just. Yeah, we
even hate our own music.
No, basically, like, if it's a band that doesn't have me in it, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Actually, if it's a band that has him in it, I'm definitely not interested.
So you heard it here first. Don't be interested in anything that John does.
Right. Well, no, I think it's the most interesting stuff. Like, the Beatles have nothing on me.
That is the clip that's going to get played all over the place.
Good.
Anything else you guys want to get out there before we wrap things up?
I would like to say thank you to our friends, the Flatliners, Strike Anywhere, Carpenter. Great, great guys. Had a great time so far. And we're almost done.
One more night?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. I hear Carpenter mistreats puppies, and they don't vote in federal elections. Though that's just the rumors flying around.
And I didn't want to say anything, but since we're talking about them, they don't pay taxes.
No.
We're on to you, Carpenter.
Hey, Dan.
Dan, when was the last time you paid taxes, buddy?
94?
That's right, 94.
Come on, man.
98.
There you go. See?
Who's going to build the roads, man?
Kalen Porter. Ever since he joined the band, they suck.
That hurts, dude.
Oh my god, I just saw him kick a dog.
What are you doing to that puppy?
It's a cat. Oh.
Well, I guess that's about it. I'm sure we'll be bugging you again in the future, because we always do. And thanks again for playing. It was an awesome night. I really enjoyed everybody that played tonight.
I've seen you in so many different places. A boat. And here we are now at the Stetson.
Yeah.
And everywhere in between.
You look great.
Thanks, man. You too.
Thank you. Best shit in my life, Italian trainers.
Silvio by This Is a Standoff on the Grind, bringing a wrap to the 2000 Voices Tour interviews. Now, another band that performed that night was a Calgary band by the name of Cullen Decker Freefall. You guys have to check these guys out. We've played a track by them before in the past on the show. It has members from Fallout Frequency, ex-members of Belvedere and Downway. Isaac the drummer, he runs the Stetson, where all of these great punk rock shows happen in Calgary. Darren, the lead singer, runs Project Punk on a radio station in Calgary. Whole bunch of musical knowledge. They're also very heavily affiliated with a label called the New Black Label in Calgary. And you guys can watch for things to come from them. I'm sure there'll be lots of great stuff. Right now, though, let's get to one of their tracks. This is called Zellers, Cullen Decker Freefall on Punk Radio Cast.
Points are a worthless spot. Stellars! Fucking Stellars! Eat at the diner and press your
Zellers.
Now, if you're a fan of the Calgary punk rock music scene at all, like myself, you will either A, be very excited to find this out, or B, more than likely, already know this and just already plain fucking stoked about this. The Calgary band Ville is playing a reunion show on the 5th of September at the Stetson with Colin Decker Freefall, and this is a standoff, and I'm sure a few other bands as well. Now, DeVille had a few releases back in the late 1990s, early 2000s on Triple Threat Records. One was entitled A Step From Forever, and another album was called Pleasure to Burn. And we're going to hear a track by that off of that album right now by DeVille. This is Real Time, playing the reunion show September 5th, and you know the Grind is going to be there to cover that. Welcome back to The Grind, Volume 20. This is the 2000 Voices Tour Edition and more. Of course, we are in the and more segment. I took a quick look at that August on The Grind video promo thing we have on MySpace and on Punk Radio Cast's Blogzilla page. Realized that I've neglected in my mad rush to get everything captured and cut together and uploaded so you guys could see what was coming up in The Grind. I neglected to put a lot of cool things that I've later come across that would have looked really damn good in there. But nonetheless, my focus now is on all these interviews I have sitting in front of me that I need to get packaged ready to go on Punk Radio Cast. In that video, I also erroneously listed that the show you're listening to right now airs on August 7th. That's this Thursday. Of course, August 7th show, Thursday's show, is Volume 21, the Calgary Sled Island Fest edition, with interviews and music from Stonehawker, The Rambling Ambassadors, Chicks Dig It, The Martyr Index, and a band called Fucked Up. You guys might have heard some buzz about them in the past. Yeah, so that's all coming up Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern on your favorite station, punkradiocast.com. What else do we have here? A Calgary band that we were supposed to catch up with during the Calgary Virgin Fest secret broadcast. We had some trouble catching up with them because there was so much good stuff going on. whenever we were ready to talk to them, they were busy checking out another band, and then vice versa when it came to that. So we had to send Calgary correspondent Stacey Steele down to the Stills show on July 22nd. The Stills were playing the Snatch Rock Club in Calgary at it's also Exposure Fest CD release party. So we've got interviews coming up, Volume 23, with Secret Broadcast, The Summer Lad, The Fast Romantics, The Stills, and Zoo Lion. Stay tuned for an air date for that coming up. Check the Punk Radio Cast's news page. I'm sure it'll be listed up there. And Secret Broadcast, these guys, I'm going to play a track by them right now, but they are in the top five to play the Virgin Fest Toronto date. So hit up their MySpace page, myspace.com/secretbroadcast, and vote for them right now. Here is a track by Secret Broadcast. It is called I Am Sound.
Let it move me. Those clowns, lips sweet, sweet box full of mail. This is From the Mailbox.
First up on From the Mailbox on this edition of The Grind is a band called Ninjas with Syringes. Ninjas with Syringes? That's right, folks. Ninjas with Syringes. Dangerous at best. They're a group out of Portland, Oregon. They list themselves as a punk rock comedy group, and I can definitely attest to that. That track that we heard right there was called Robot. Because these guys were so nice and they sent me a package with their brand new album, which I just dropped on the floor. No damage. It's still good because it's made of high quality plastic, folks. The album is called Premature. It is out on No Pants Records, brand new release by these guys. Now, because they were so nice to send me this this release along with a whole bunch of pins and some stickers and stuff like that, I am going to be spinning three of their tracks. That's right, I'm easily bribed. I'll admit to it. So yeah, coming up next, Ninjas with Syringes. This track is called Happy on From the Mailbox on The Grind.
Every day we've ever read.
That was Ninjas with Syringes, Happy, on From the Mailbox on the Grind, Volume 20. Now, when I ask these guys what I should be saying about them, what you guys might like to know about the group, to attest the comedic side of this band, this is what the first thing that came up was, I guess, a little issue that their drummer has to face. He was, as a young boy, endowed with an oversized wiener, I guess, is the legend. And that's why the kids always called him CJ Horsecock Mayo. And I'm not too sure about the validity of this fact, but if you're in the Oregon area and you're checking out a Ninjas with Syringes show and happen to find out otherwise, please let the Grind know, because we don't want to be reporting false facts here, folks. But one thing I can say for sure is that their new CD, Premature, it's drop-proof. I tested that a little bit earlier. It is also available on iTunes, Interpunk.com, and CD Baby, a bunch of other places as well. Coming up, one more track by these guys. This one is kind of a weird one. I like the breakdown in the middle. That's why I'm going to play it. This is called Shit Dick by Ninjas with Syringes. For our next From the Mailbox artist, we are going to go all the way to the United Kingdom, to Leeds, for a band called Guns on the Roof. They play a wicked brand of punk rock, and they have a brand new album coming out on October 16th called New Frustration. This track is off of that, and it is called Last Orders.
Daddy!
That was Last Orders by Guns on the Roof on The Grind Volume 20 from the Mailbox. Now, Guns on the Roof are quickly becoming known as one of the UK's hardest working punk rock bands because they are playing just multiple shows, putting on the tour mileage, and playing shows with bands like Rancid, Stiff Little Fingers, UK Subs. If they are not on your musical radar, they should be now, guys. Check out gunsontheroof.com or their MySpace page, myspace.com/gunsontherooFUK. And you can see where they will be touring next. A lot of shows in the UK. Maybe in the near future, they will be coming across the Atlantic to play some Canadian and American dates, one can hope. Right now, let's go back a few years in their discography and play a track off of a release called Pure Punk Rock Therapy. This track right here is called Hangman, Guns on the Roof, from the Mailbox. One more band to go on from the Mailbox, Volume 20 of The Grind. These guys recently played a show that The Grind put on in Lloydminster. Their name is The Jolts, and they are from Vancouver. Their brand new album is called Hout Voltage. It is out now. It will be on vinyl as well for all you vinylophiles. I want to say thanks to them for playing, as well thanks to Instant Pink for putting on a great opening act and a great after party as well. Also thanks to Dan for keeping the sound going, setting it up, and running audio for me for the night. That was great. Also, thanks to Mark for letting me steal all your equipment and use that. DJ Shakes for spinning some video and audio in between and helping out with everything else. Meg for bringing some cookies. I don't know who else I need to thank, but right now let's get to a Jolts track. This is called Bloody Eye Socket on the Grind. We'll be right back. The Jolts, Bloody Eye Socket. We're going to spin one more track by them coming up in just a few seconds here. Before I close it all up, because we're going to close it up with this this last Jolts track, I will see you Thursday, because we are here, yes, 2 days from now, same time, with The Grind, Volume 21, the Sled Island Edition. Interviews and music from Chicks Dig It, Fucked Up, Stonehawker, The Rambling Ambassadors, and The Martyr Index. This is another Chris and Stacy special coming at you. Stay tuned. But right now, this last track that we're going to leave you with by The Jolts is called DXM on The Grind, Volume 20.